Memorial Day weekend is nearly upon us, and that means the Woodbat Tournament in St. Clair. Matt Disselrath and Matt Karras are with us to tell us all about it. Matt, good morning.
Morning.
Can direct all my questions to Matt this morning. This has been going on for a long time. When did this start?
It started in 1999 as an 18U tournament. Matt's dad, Bill Karras, started it. And then when Matt and I started coaching Little League, we moved it to a 12U tournament in 2004. And then in 2010, we opened it up to all the age divisions like we have now.
Okay. This is a big tournament. I mean, this brings a lot of teams in. By the way, we should mention it's the Derek Kaufman Memorial Woodbat Tournament. Tell us a little bit about that.
Derek died tragically in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So then that year, my dad started the Woodbat Tournament. So we named it after him because he was such a hardworking kid. He was kind of a throwback kid to the times. So my dad decided the Woodbat would be a great honor of him, and we did it first to raise money for the scoreboard at the high school, which still has Derek's name on it, so maybe we should look at redoing that scoreboard. but that was the first year we did this, raise money for the scoreboard, and just honor Derek because he was a great kid, great guy, and each year we kind of just try to honor him, and hopefully we do a good job.
Yeah, well,
in that fact, yep.
Longstanding tradition, and brings people from really all over the state, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have not only all over the state. We have Midland, Grand Rapids, Commerce Township over in Oakland County, and then Maumee from Ohio has been coming for a long time. Grosse Pointe, St. Clair Shores also, and then obviously your local teams, a lot of those. But, I mean, we get teams from all over. Oh, actually, this year, too, we got a new team from White Lake over by over there too. That's a new one this year.
Cool. And what age groups? I mean, all the way from 10
eight,
and under.
8U. We started 8U, and we go all the way to 14U.
Okay.
75 teams between all of them, which is the biggest we ever had. Last year, 68 was the biggest, and this year we were able to squeeze it in. We don't really have room for any more.
How do you get the word out about this? I mean, how do people find out about it?
I mean, really, it's just word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, we met with I went down to talk to the St. Clair Chamber of Commerce, and they asked us how they could help market it. And I'm like, really, the only way we help is help us get more fields and lights.
Yeah.
I mean, it travels now. I mean, we turn teams away. We're full. I mean, we're pretty much full before the beginning of the year, before January 1st. And then we'll have to, you know, piece it together with a couple of divisions that may need one or two teams, but we'll start turning teams away before for the new year.
Why is that? What makes this tournament so popular? Why do people like to come to it?
Matt does a good job recruiting. He tries to get the top teams to come in each year. So he's a good job following where teams finished in the state the previous year, Little League teams, and maybe he tries to reach out to them, contact them. So the competition level is very high. So it isn't like you're just run-of-the-mill tournament. This is where you come in. The state champions... Well, the last 2 years?
The last 2 years, we've had the Great Lakes champion.
Okay.
From Grosse Pointe Woods, the team that went to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, has been in our tournament the last 2 years.
Okay.
So that gets around. They really like the tournament. They talk about it. And wood bats are pretty cool. It's something different for the kids.
Yeah, we forget, those of us that don't have kids in Little League or watch Little League games, they use aluminum bats, right?
Correct.
And really, these kids, I mean, now, I mean, even when Matt and I played, we were using aluminum, too. Now, these kids, the only time they see wood bats is the pros. So.
Yeah.
I think especially the younger ages, it really helps them feel like they're, you know, like big timers.
Yeah, absolutely. You said not enough fields, not enough lights. Where do you play these games?
Our fields are on Fredmore in St. Clair. It's 3020 is the address there. I mean, yeah, and anybody who wants to come out and watch games, they start Friday at 5:30. Saturday we start at 8:15, and Sunday we start at 8:30, and we're going pretty much all day every day.
A lot of baseball.
We have 9 fields, and they're all being used all day.
Oh, man. I mean, that's fun, isn't it? That's what Memorial Day has become all about for you guys, for you know, all the Little League teams that participate, and probably get a lot of people that like to just come out and watch the games, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of people that just come around, check it out, watch the teams. You know, some people now are looking, they'll be texting me, and like people who have had kids play in the past, hey, who's the good teams this year? You know, the fact that the World Series team's been there 2 years in a row, they kind of want to know
what are they playing?
Who's going to be there just to see them.
Is it a bracket situation, or how do they advance, I guess, in the competition?
Each division's different depending on how many teams they have. Some divisions are you play two games, and then you get seeded, and then it's single elimination for there. That's how you get your three-game minimum. And some teams is round robin.
Yeah.
And then the top four or two teams in each division advance. So it gets your finals and semifinals and finals.
All right. Well, and these are good kids. I mean, these are kids that really play the game well.
Yeah, these are all, you know, locally it's most of the kids that are playing your local league, and then you put together, you know, kids who want, you know, the good kids, but not only the good kids, but the kids that want to play extra baseball and get better. It's their opportunity.
Well, if you're wondering why you can't get a hotel room or a restaurant reservation this weekend, it's because of the Woodbat tournament. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming in and talking about it. And thanks for bringing all these people to St. Clair and St. Clair County this weekend. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep fingers crossed for good weather, right?
Right.
Nothing we can do about that, but we'll hope for the best. At least Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday and Monday look good, and we'll, you know, bring an umbrella on Saturday. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. 7:48 now.